Okay, so let's talk about the knowing and doing gap, because it's actually quite often less about what you know and more about what you are doing. Have you ever had a time where you knew that doing something would be really good for you, but despite that, you didn't do it? Like exercising, or eating well, or looking after your finances. This is the knowing and doing gap, where you know something, but you're not doing it. And it can literally leave you in a dangerous spot, about to fall into a crevice. Action gets better results than idle knowledge, because most likely there are things that you know you should be doing, but you're not doing them. And that's idle knowledge, which is useless. Things like making sales calls, spending less than you make, exercising regularly, eating well, giving your customers good service. There are so many things that we know we should do, but we're not doing them. And so when you hear something that we say in these trainings, say a marketing strategy or a sales strategy, then in some cases you may in fact know it, and you might go, oh yeah, I know that. Now, what happens when you say that about something is straight away you dismiss it, because you know it, right? So your brain switches off and you don't really listen to the advice or suggestions given. But the real questions are you doing it? And even if you're doing it, can you improve on it? We have things that we know and don't do. And hey, don't worry, we all do this. You're not alone. This is not about putting you down. This is about helping you to find a better way. So, as well as teaching you some awesome new strategies in this program, we also want to help you close this knowing and doing gap. Because getting more done, the doing part, is important, and just throwing more info at you that you won't use is a complete waste of time. So, let's get into why this knowing and doing gap occurs and how to start to fix it. It's all to do with our conscious and subconscious mind. Now, the mind is a complicated thing, so I'm going to simplify this to only give you the information that is relevant here. Basically, we have a conscious mind and a subconscious mind. So, the conscious mind is connected to the world around us through our senses. The physical world comes in through our conscious mind. We're aware of what we taste, touch, smell, see, and hear. It's also the stuff that we know, like that which day of the week it is, like the information that we can remember, or things that we can do. It's where our critical thinking happens. It's also where our short-term memory occurs and our judgments and decisions happen as well. Then there's the subconscious mind, and this is where our habits and our patterns, our emotions and our beliefs occur. Expresses whatever is impressed upon it. And it's really in control of what we do, without us even realizing it. But figuring that out is really important, because this is where our limiting beliefs and our mindset blocks are, many of which are actually formed during childhood. You can change those, and you can change your results. So now let's talk about limiting beliefs and habits, because this is normally what creates the knowing and doing gap, your limiting beliefs and habits. It's an idea that is fixed in the subconscious and causes us to do things that we are not always conscious of. For example, there are people out there that are always late to appointments, and no matter what they do, they will always be late. It doesn't matter if they manage to leave 10 minutes earlier, then they'll still manage to be late because they hit roadworks or bad traffic, and then they're late. And then they get there and grumble, "Oh, I'm always late." Do you know anyone like that? I definitely do. Well, this is most likely because of a limiting belief that they have, and they are not even aware of it, rather than actually being sloppy and unorganized. Now, it's going to be different for different people, but the limiting belief in this case might be that everyone is always late, so it's okay. Or it might be that they feel more important when they're late, you know, like making that grand entrance. Or it might be that they have no time, and so they're always rushing around and never giving themselves enough time to get ready. Or it could be something else. Whatever the belief, it is having an impact on their life and causing the results that they're getting. Another great example is sales calls. People know that they should be making sales calls in business. Sometimes they even have the best intentions to make them as well, but it doesn't happen. You know, something else comes up, or time just disappears, or they get distracted by Facebook or something else that needs to be done, you know, the washing or the dishes, or they go and distract themselves by eating crap food or, you know, watching TV, whatever it is. I'm sure you can relate to something in there. And maybe it's not sales calls for you. Maybe it's exercising or doing your marketing or doing your business planning or getting enough sleep or connecting with your friends, or maybe it's doing your accounts or sorting out your finances. So there are times we do things that we don't want and that causes results that we don't want. This is because your subconscious beliefs are controlling your actions. So when we become aware of these beliefs, we can start to change them. Awareness is the big key here to start changing those beliefs. So how do we become aware of them when they're in our subconscious mind and we don't know what they are? Well, that's a really great question, so let's get into that now.